for a nicer day than yesterday, huh? Easter Sunday, 2017. It was gorgeous, almost 80 degrees. Today's not bad either. Welcome to Weather This Week on a Monday, the 17th of April, 2017. Well, we're bringing in an old friend of mine who needs really no introduction, Sal Franzone. You don't think of that name, you connect it with Chichinos, of course. We're going to talk about his Waterloo operation, his Geneva operation, and of course, his latest venture working out at the Del Lago Resort and Casino, where, as you know, I've probably been telling you this 1,000 times, I'm also employed out there as a vendor slash consultant, working with buses and older folks like I am, having some fun with it. And Sal, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for asking me to be on the show today.
No problem. Sal, and of course, has been on the show a couple of times, and we certainly thank him for spending some time out. Sal, if you look at your business model, and of course, you talked about it before I went on the air, you had a dream of opening up Chichinos in Waterloo. And I remember when you were putting that driveway in, parking area, I can remember getting a haircut across the street. And I recall it like it happened yesterday, saying to myself, wow, I hope they know what he's, that's before I knew you. I hope they know what they're doing. They made a real big parking area. And I thought, man, I hope it turns out good for you. And obviously it has, because we obviously frequent your restaurant quite a bit. A lot of people do. Tell us about that dream when you thought about doing that in Waterloo, and I know it's turned out well for you. Tell us what the thinking was to get involved the way you did.
Well, going back to the beginning, 1996, when we opened our doors, you know, which this should make it 21 years, our anniversary. You know, we opened as a small takeout in limited service operation, operating on about 2,500 square feet. In 2003, we had the opportunity to purchase the house adjacent to us, and which thus led us to knock it down, right, enlarge a parking area, and then enlarge our dining room area. And that was all due to the response of the local clientele that said, we want more of the dining area, we want a bar. And we listened, and it's turned out very lucrative for us over the years.
It has, and I know I've always, my wife and myself come there quite a bit. We enjoy it. It's always good food. It's reasonably priced. You have a good staff. A lot of the people are there for quite a while.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of your members have been with you for quite a while, so that means you treat them well. And then, of course, tell our viewers, Sal Franzone's my special guest, the thought process of moving, let's go west, young man, and go to Geneva, New York.
To Geneva. Geneva, we opened our doors as, once again, a small, limited service takeout with very limited in-house seating in 2006. This year we'll be celebrating our 11th year of operation there. Our current landlord, which is Lions National Bank, has not only been a great landlord, but also a great financing partner for us. They've been there for us throughout the years and helped us grow into what we are today. Then, you know, after years of operation there in late 2011, we decided to expand that location as well, in conjunction with Lions National Bank expanding their corporate offices, which is held on the second floor above us. And that's where we are today. We got two full-service restaurants within 7 miles of each other, one located in Ontario County, one located in Seneca County, that have done wonderful over the years and has been a very lucrative move on both parts to be able to grow where we are today.
Now, with the Geneva operation, some of the people that would be subject to making opinions on the move, you look at Geneva, New York, you see a lot of restaurants. You see Parker's, you see Eddie O's, you see pizza places. Was there ever a thought process that you may be getting into a jungle where there was just too many restaurants surrounding you that could be an issue?
You know, day in and day out, you know, whether it's competition or a type of fare that complements your business, you know, no matter where you go, there's always the possibility of, whether it be a competitor or, like I said, some of the compliments are opening up right next door.
Okay.
You know, we've held our ground in both markets. It's been very lucrative, as sure, I said before. They each do a great job, and we have our own niche that we cater to. You know, we strive on providing the quality dining experience. You know, we have Italian dinners. We also have pizza, wings, and even cold sandwiches, even salads. Mm-hmm. We try to hit those different segments, different markets that will make everybody happy. So when you call up an order from us or come in and sit down with us, you got a wide range to be able to choose from.
Sal Franzone's my special guest, the owner of Chichinos. And, of course, Sal, having frequented both of the restaurants, the thing that's beautiful about the restaurants is the menus are pretty identical. You can basically get the same thing in Geneva as you get in Waterloo.
Yes, other than one entree item, yeah, they're pretty much identical.
Now, of course, it brings me to the number three. And, of course, as the casino began construction, Josh and myself and Jimmy were out there quite a bit checking it out when the dirt was being moved. And we thought, wow, this is going to take years to build. Yeah, right, 13 months. Amazing. I was visiting Jeff Babinski, who was giving me us yet another tour of the facility. And Finger Lakes One is proud to announce that we continue to have their executives on and we continue to show. And I know Josh does as well. I see Josh had stories regarding some new some areas that you can plug in. Josh, you had a story about charging up the old battery, huh? Charging up.
Yeah, so you can charge your electric cars.
Nice.
Now, that's part of their green initiative, something that they had to do, I guess, as part of their package to entice Tire into wanting to come here.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. So when I was out there with Josh and Jimmy on several occasions, I remember walking into the trailer and you were coming out with a couple of your members of your team, and I thought, and you had a stack of papers, I remember. You were carrying a big stack of papers, and I said to myself, I bet old Sal is going to be a part of this casino. And I asked Jeff, I said, how about Sal? Is he going to be on board? He says, I hope so. He's a big fan of yours. And little did we know, as soon as they announced the food court, they announced that you were one of them. The thought process in going to Del Lago, I know that it had to be something that you already had two restaurants. You have a great staff. You're going to have to hire probably more staff, more food items, et cetera, et cetera. What was your thought process, you and the team, thinking about, let's do this?
Well, when the executives originally came proposing to Seneca County, proposing the project,
right,
we thought it would be a great idea if we can be part of it, whether it be part of it or whether it be located out in the vicinity. Well, when it came to the table and then they were looking for tenants, we submitted a business plan early on. They liked our business plan, our business model. And our business model basically is what we've been doing best for 20 years. Pizza,
sure,
you know, sandwiches and salads, something that's very simple and easy to prepare and make and to be able to efficiently distribute to the clientele coming through. Our biggest hurdle was the space requirements. Mm. We operate out of 752 square feet.
That's amazing.
So simplicity, turnover, it's all key in this. And basically, we fit a full restaurant in that in that area, and in our construction crew that we hired out of Rochester West Construction, they did a great job, and the whole project basically came together in 6 weeks. You know, it was on paper for over a year, but in 6 weeks it came together.
How many times did you jot down your little drawings and say, I got 850 square feet and I only got 752 to work with?
A lot. It was tight to the inch.
Yeah.
You know, literally to the inch. You know, every square inch of that place is utilized to its maximum efficiency, whether it's be food preparation or storage, and there's not much to spare, not much at all.
That's amazing. And you found out soon that your partners to your left and to your right would be Mo Southwest Grill and then Smashburger.
Yes. And Drew and Brad, they're great, great proprietors, owners. Basically, as I was getting back to in the past, it's a great compliment to each other. You know, making sure that, you know, there's well-rounded fare for all the clients or all the customers that come and patronize the food court area.
Well, certainly people in the Finger Lakes have gained by you doing this because you obviously had to hire some employees. You couldn't just use your regular staff, I doubt. You had to bring in some new people and, of course, some new management team members as well.
Yes, we did. We hired on 20 additional employees, and with the restrictions and laws out there, you have to be licensed to the New York State Gaming Commission in order to be to work out there. And we did. We hired on in the month of December, and in January we did hire on 20 employees, and we found that we had to hire more after we opened, and just because we weren't sure, what required, especially with the 20 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
We basically added a third shift to one of our regular operations, which we've never done to in the past. You know, it's 140 hours a week that we're operating on, 356 days a year.
Yeah, and the casino don't close, right?
No.
The casino stays open.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because I see some new faces at the Del Lago, and of course I have a chance to enjoy a quick slice of pizza or a quick sandwich. I love your paninis, so I always try one of those when I'm out there as well. I think I tried the turkey bacon panini. I hope I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
It was excellent. I always enjoy that. But, you know, you obviously spend a lot of time organizing and overseeing this operation as it gets bigger and bigger. And I can't imagine the South Rand zone that I know has got a lot of free spare time Monday through Sunday.
Well, I primarily work 6 days a week. I take one day off a week. What it boils down to is a great management crew for each location. You know, I have a management crew in place. I'm part of the management crew in the Waterloo location, but I have stepped back, you know, as of recent a little bit, you know, in just to be able to open up this third location and get it, you know, on the right path, right foot. And, you know, it's each management crew, they do their job, they do it well, and I have high respect for them. And, you know, I step in to help out, fill in, you know, where needed.
How often do you pay a visit, surprise visit to Geneva or the casino? Every so often, just drop in?
Well, I do my rounds, in a sense. Corporate office is in Waterloo, so my home base is there. So I most of my time I spend there, but I do step in frequently. And like I said, as of lately, I have been at the Del Lago location, just, you know, filling in and so forth, just to make sure it's we're tweaking it. We're still young.
Yeah.
I always say it's you know, the food portion is like riding a bike, but this is like we hopped on a new bike, you know, and we're coming along.
I got to think, you know, and the Del Lago experience has brought a lot of people to the Finger Lakes. Unquestionably, it's crazy on the weekends. And I was talking to Sal beforehand, just for you, they're watching me and enjoying Sal this afternoon. Keep in mind, if you go there on a weekend, it's crazy. If you go there on a Saturday, it's wild. And if you go there on a night where there's a concert, it's crazy. Crazier.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the Vine Entertainment Center, I had a chance with Mary to go watch Larry the Cable Guy. Quite a fun experience. He did two shows. We took the early one in. Hilarious. He's been around a long time. Same jokes he uses and it's same laughter, because I still remember some of the lines and I was cracking up when he was using them. And we're going out on May 19th, Sal. You're too young to remember this guy, but Neil Sedaka. Before your time.
Before my time.
Neil Sedaka. In the 50s and 60s, it was legendary. Calendar Girl, O'Carroll, some of the classic moments. He'll be here on the 19th of May, and we are definitely going to take that show in. Are going to take it in on a concert night, because my wife will divorce me. She loves Neil Sedaka, and of course, it's our era. So, and I was checking him out. He's 78 years old. And Josh, if you look at his website, neilsedaka.com, he performs every three nights around the world. Europe, Spain.
He's a busy guy.
Unbelievable. Neil Sedaka. Hey, we'll continue our discussion with Sal. Talk about food and how he figures, what has to go here, what has to go there. We'll talk about some of his team members and a whole lot more. This is Weber This Week on a Monday. Sal Franzone's with us. We'll be back. Del Lago Resort and Casino will feature a luxurious 205-room hotel, several restaurants ranging from casual to fine dining, and a 2,500-capacity entertainment venue called The Vine. The casino will have 2,000 slot machines, 75 table games, and 10 poker tables. Visit www.dellagoresort.com. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Brent Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night, with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark.
Season ticket packages available at NorthPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Everybody, it's a dog with you on a good old Monday, the 17th of April, 2017. Hope you're enjoying it. By the way, next week we'll be announcing in a day or so our next guest. We're working on a couple individuals. And, of course, I won't be here on the 1st of May or the 8th. I'll be out of town. And, of course, it's no secret, but we are moving. Well, Josh will certainly be giving more information on that. And I won't be here. That's probably the reason on May 1st and May 8th I'll be in Wisconsin to visit some relatives for a few days. So I won't be back. We'll be back next week, and then I'll be off until the 15th of May. So make a note of that, and more details coming up. By the way, before we get back to Sal, big doings today. I know Josh and his news ability will produce a story on Catherine Switzer. It's a Boston Marathon underway, probably over by now. Of course, the 121st edition of the Boston Marathon. And, of course, Catherine Switzer, she celebrates her 50th anniversary by running in today's race. She, of course, if you forgot, if you're into running, et cetera, or following the world of sports, she used initials to get in 50 years ago, and it was a man's marathon. And she began running, and somebody realized that she wasn't a man. And, of course, they tried to push her and rip her bib off, literally. It was on the New York Times and other newspapers around the country had it on, and Catherine Switzer's famous now for getting it into be a woman's opportunity as well. So I'm sure Josh will have a great story on that as well. And by the way, our friend down at Generations Bank, who's been practicing and working out for the last several months, and of course we're talking about Katie McIntyre, who's been on this show a few times talking about it. She ran today in the Boston Marathon, and I'm sure Josh will let us know how she did and her reaction to running her first ever Boston Marathon, which, by the way, at the end of today's race, the race director is going to retire Catherine Switzer's bib number 261. Pretty classy. After 50 years, they're going to retire her bib number, never to be used again, 261. And I'm sure Josh will have a story on that either late today or tomorrow on the Boston Marathon and how it involved Catherine along with our local girl, namely Katie McIntyre. Back to Sal Franzone, who's joined us this afternoon on the Weber Show. And Sal, as I think about having a party for six or eight people, I go out to Wegmans or Tops and we order food, bring it in. I can't fathom what it's like for you or your team to order enough food and the right kinds of orders to facilitate not just one place, not just two, but now three. How does that all work? Do your management teams order what they need and you overview it? How does that work?
I basically step back from the food ordering process. The management team, the general managers, and the kitchen managers, that's their responsibility. Basically, they after a weekend or middle of the week, they go in, they have their inventory order guides and their par levels that they order from. They assess what they have in inventory, whether it's an extraordinary beginning of the week or extraordinary busy weekend. They have their par levels that they keep at. Our partners, our purveyors, which is Sysco Food Service and Maine's Food Service, they give us the ability, you know, as in Sysco, they'll deliver to us 6 days out of the week if we need it, as long as we put the order in before 4 p.m. the previous day.
Wow.
And that's key out of the casino, especially, which we have very limited storage. You know, we've had deliveries every other day, and when we open, in instances, every day.
Wow.
Just not knowing, you know, and I don't have enough storage room, but to keep an adequate inventory in for the volumes that we were doing. That, along with, you know, keeping your finger on, you know, where you are, par levels, I mean, that's where we're at, and attributes to the success of making sure everything's at stocks.
Mm.
Sometimes we do run out of product. You know, we have other locations that are in vicinity that we have the great opportunity to borrow from each other.
Right.
And that's key also, because when we might lack in storage in one place, we might have extra in another, and, you know, we just call each other up, hey, can you spare? And then we send it down. We deliver drivers or even managers go up and pick it up.
Well, you have general managers in all these locations, correct?
Correct.
Why don't you give some love to them? Give us their names of who operates in all the three of them.
All right. At our Waterloo location, the general manager, Matt Cardinelli. He's been with us. This will be his 20th year.
Wow.
Geneva location, Sean Moody. which this is going on his 14th year. And then the general manager at the new location at the Del Lago Casino Resort, Chris Kenkel, which this will be going on his 12th year with us.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, you have a knack, and that's a great knack. You have longevity with employees.
Yes.
So obviously they like working for you, and they like the way you treat them, and I think that's important.
Well, it's a respect level on both parts. You know, I have total faith in our management and our employees. That's why the turnover is so low.
Yeah.
You know, in respect that they, you know, hopefully they can say the same about me as the owner, the president of that company, and so forth. So.
Well, I think it's important that longevity is key. I know a lot of restaurants I've dealt with, and I'm a lot older than you are. Obviously, as I always use the line, I got socks older than you are. The point is, when I see a restaurant like yours, and I see the same faces when we go in there to eat, that's impressive to me, because that means you're doing something right. Your team is doing something right. They respect what you're trying to accomplish, and you're treating them fairly, and that's all you can do in the world of business.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
I think that's important.
Yeah, the workplace today is different than the workplace was 20 years ago. And, you know, you adapt with the changes. You know,
yeah.
That's all you can do.
And, you know, I used an old cliche and maybe use the same technique when I was a manager at Gould's. I ran a customer service department. It pales in what you have. We're reporting to you. I had like 15 people, and somebody would make a mistake with an order, and we ship the wrong product or the wrong pump to somebody. And I used to call them and say, I'm not going to yell at you. I just remember, let's not try to repeat what we just did.
Right.
You know, try to not repeat it. We can correct it. We'll get the pump back and ship them a new one. And they appreciated that. You know, it's life and death. We can always correct it, you know.
Mistakes are bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it just the key is how do you handle those mistakes.
And exactly right. And I know that you're good at, if somebody doesn't like the meal they had, you make sure they take care of it. You always are involved in that. And I'm sure you get notes pro and con over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Like most restaurants do. And I think people have to adhere to comments, because without commentary, and as Josh knows, because he's a master at the social media side of it, social media can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
It can kill you. I mean, if somebody goes on there with a bad review of a restaurant, and you know, somebody had a bad supper or, you know, lunch, right, Josh? You could destroy somebody with the social media.
Right, and they don't even have to actually go to the restaurant.
Right.
They could just have a bad day and want to, you know, take it out on your business, your organization, your restaurant.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing. You know, I think, Sal, as you look forward to, you know, working hard and you've got the reputation of being a hard worker and a good guy to work with, I certainly ask, give you satisfaction to know that these are hustling and bustling operations, and that it's nice to sit down and realize that you're going to reap the rewards along with your employees, even though you're putting a lot of hard work, and you see what the model that you've put together is working.
Absolutely.
And that's important.
It is, and the model has changed over the years. You know, we listen, like I said earlier, we listen to our customers, you know, and they tell us, and we try to give feedback and try to make changes according to their responses to us. So,
yeah.
You know, it's 21 years. It's been a long ride, you know what I mean? But it's almost like yesterday that we opened our doors for business, you know.
I know. It is amazing. Well, I won't ask if you're going to expand any further. You'll let us know if you do, though.
I will. I'll let you know. I don't like letting the eggs out of the crate before they
Yeah, I can imagine what it's like running three places. It's great, though. And it's every time I go by your place in Waterloo, I think about it. Matter of fact, I was by there yesterday, and I thought, you know, I'm looking forward to having you come on the show today. And, you know, I just wish you a lot of continued success. We've been friends, and I've appreciated all that you've done for us here at Finger Lakes
Thank
One.
You.
And by all means, we'd like to have you come back anytime you'd like.
Thank you.
And
Thank
talk
you.
About anything you have as a new endeavor. All right. Listen, before we get off the air here, I got a couple of sports notes I want to pass along. If you're a Yankee fan, you got to be dancing on cloud nine. I know it's early. What are they? 7 straight wins. They got the White Sox tonight. It's amazing. The Yankees seem to be playing good. And in my view, their best player, pound for pound, is Gary Sanchez. He's still out for a few weeks, the famous catcher. But I was amazed at something, and I was watching the Yankee game yesterday against the Cardinals. Poor St. Louis, if you're a Cardinal fan, gets swept by the Yankees. Young man named Aaron Judge. If you don't watch baseball, check him out. Tonight on TV, I think it's on 47, the YES Network, against the White Sox. Aaron Judge is a phenom, a heck of a player. He's 6'7", 289, and he plays outfield. You got to look at this kid. I mean, he swings hard at the ball, and when he connects it, goodbye. It's out of here. He had some unbelievable tape jobs that I go out of that stadium. So if you get a chance, if you never watched a baseball game ever in your life, watch tonight. Look for this guy. I can't think of his number. His name is Aaron Judge. He's a starter, so you'll see him. But he is a dude. 6'7", 289.
It's a big body.
I'll tell you right now, that's big. And they were talking about him yesterday in the game against St. Louis. I think it was the first inning. And they threw a couple of pitches. He had no clue where it was going. He swung and missed badly. But he swings so hard at it. He's such a big dude. All of a sudden, a guy tried to throw a fastball by him, and he hit it out to right center field, and a fan came over and played with the baseball, tried to catch it, and the umpires had a meeting. It took about 10 minutes to decide it, by the way. We call it review. And they determined the fan, if they hadn't, fan hadn't been there, it would only have been a triple. So Judge got a triple instead of a home run. But the Yankees end up winning that ball game 9-3. So if you get a chance to check it out. By the way, you golf fans, something happened to the PGA Tour yesterday that had not happened in 49 years. We're talking about the RBC Heritage Golf Tournament, the pro tournament, in beautiful Hilton Head, South Carolina. It had never taken place where a young man, and there's a lot of great golfers, pro golfers that live and have lived in South Carolina. No one ever from the state of South Carolina had ever won that tournament until yesterday. Wesley Bryan, a phenom who played in the sub-tournament versus the PGA Tour, and that's a web.com tour. He got three wins. He gets elevated up to play in the big leagues, the PGA Tour. He won yesterday by one shot over Luke Donald. First time ever in 49 years. Pretty amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us. We thank Sal Franzone for joining us, and we hope to have you come back and check us out next Monday, same time, same station, 3 o'clock. Speaking for Sal Franzone, this is the dog bidding you farewell along with our director, Josh Durso. Take care, everybody.